Blog Talk Radio.
I tell you, it's indeed a pleasure to come before you. I am Dr. Lewis Smith, the host of a Happy Hour Talk, where we're going to just talk about some things that you're comfortable with. But any happy hour is an opportunity to get your content, whatever you choose, as a lot of things, along with talking about happy things. We're on WPSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. We're glad to come before you today. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all to join. See, God is so good and bless us one more time. I want to give these individuals a raise and let them know I appreciate you being a part of it, being a guest, and thank you for helping us. How that goes, we'll get you in here in a little bit. I'll give a shout out to Tracy, underscore Beta, a member of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, 1993 underscore Sigma, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brothers, for joining us. And as individuals join, I'm going to make sure I do give them a shout out. Kelly underscore K underscore Fresh. Thank you so much. Then truly, as individuals come on and I can see their names, I will give them a shout out. The title of tonight's show is Modern Dating is Dumb. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. You can give me your name. And we're going to just go truly talk about this title. And I want you to just think about it. Modern dating is dumb. And you say, why are you coming with that? But we're going to discuss why. We just put that out there as a title and want you to truly think about it and be interactive by sharing your thoughts with it. You also can check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ excited about being able to do that. WBSW Radio, more or less WBSW Internet. Talk Radio, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Just got ahead of myself right there. I apologize for that. On Facebook, you can check us out because we're being broadcast live on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And on Instagram, we only have one device working. I'm sorry, we have two devices working tonight. So we're really excited about that. And that's President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You also can catch us on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, number 10. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Greenville, Alabama. We want to thank you for co-sponsoring this show. But besides that, co-sponsoring our giveaways, and we're glad to have them as a partner and a part of this. Also, we want you to know that you can check us out on Tumblr at Dr. Lo Smith-blog. We're not broadcasting tonight, but we do that from time to time. You can check us out, and we have a quite a few listeners that's joining us. I'm excited because that's a new social media site that we've been using for the last week and a half. You can tweet the show. You have an opportunity on Twitter. You can go to at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And the on-demand episodes, if you want to go back and check it out, just go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, and it'll populate with the voice of the Smith Wave production. And we're really excited about coming before you and giving you an opportunity to experience something different. This is our 6th year. On September the 27th of this year, we'll be celebrating our anniversary, 6th year anniversary. God has blessed us to be around. Through the vision he gave in 2017 to me, he said, go out and do something. You can do it, and you can bring all of these networks together. We are number one because we're the first station to bring all our social media networks together and broadcast on each one of those social media networks. So you see how God has blessed us truly to be excited about coming before you, doing something that's going to make a difference. Our on-demand episodes can be found, and they're aired on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. LinkedIn, you have an opportunity to go over there and follow over there. Twitter, you have an opportunity to check us out on Twitter. And, again, Instagram. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Has watchers and listeners in 40 countries. So we're ecstatic, enthused that God is blessing us to be able to get the word out. So when we have our various shows and topics, we have now 14 shows now that we're broadcasting. Over the 6 years, we're able to, this is a show, we had a new show started the other night, Monday night. It's not going to be on Monday night, but we ran it on Monday night. It's probably going to be on the third Thursday. And truly, it was an awesome show. It's called Straight Talk, No Chaser. And this is what Happy Hour is all about. We will have happy conversation, but we want to be straightforward with you and share something with you. You can register for our giveaways. WBSW Radio have giveaways. It varies from books, the various books that individuals and authors that have been on our show have, and just putting up a few of them. And you get a chance, you can get one of these, because what we do, we raffle off these books. I purchase a book and at the radio station, then we raffle them off. We also have what we call gift cards for various things, varies from $25 to $100. We have gas and food vouchers that we're giving away. We're glad. Then we do our trips. I want you to really understand what we're trying to do with our trips. We have given away 14 trips in the last 18 months. And what we do is we pay for the hotel stay. We partner with the co-sponsors that we have here, and we pay for the hotel stay. It varies from 3 nights up until 6 nights. It varies from Atlanta on the East Coast all the way to Cancun, Mexico, along with we're looking at Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're moving toward going international. Since we have listeners all over the world, we're setting up to have a trip to Dubai. We're going to give to you if you win it through the raffle. Paris, France. So we want to give back. We truly want to give. So make sure you're able to register or take time to register. What you need to do, you need to send your name. We need you to send your name. And by sending your name, what we truly need for you to do, add a means of transaction, a means of transaction along with that meaning. We have four means of transaction: Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Bill. And you can send it to LorindaDSmith15@gmail.com. We need your name. If you want to send nothing but your name, send your name. If you want to type the name out on our interactive process, through the social media, type of name and say, I want to be a part of the raffle. Like I said, we have several trips coming up because we're working on one to Hawaii. We're working on that one to Paris, France. Working on one to Dubai. And we're going to give away. We're giving them away. And we're glad to be able to provide that. Now, what we do with the trips now, we're paying for the hotel. You love your hotel and whatever nights and the days that go along with them. And then you have to, once you win the trip, because we're going to wrap it off, it started in August, we're going to get back to it. We took kind of like a little summer break on and off, and then if your name is called when we wrap it off, we will, if you make contact, then you activate the trip, and then you can take up to 18 months to take that trip. So that's truly, we're giving back. We want you, like you're giving your time. Now, we're going to give a shout-out to Jessica_Williams. 143. Thank you, Jessica, for joining us at this point. It's a show that's planned tonight that goes along with the title. Because, see, it's important that we look at those things in regards to dating. See, it's traditional dating and you have modern dating. And we want to know what is done. Is it happening for you? You may even even gotten upset. I want you to think about, have you gotten upset because the dates that you've been involved with are not working out? You say, it's dumb. I don't need to continue to do this because it's not benefiting me. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some approaches that's going to help you put yourself in the right position to be successful. So truly, truly give us an opportunity. We want to give a shout-out to our sponsors. First, we have PriceStat LLC. And truly, they can meet your consultant along with your, if you're writing grants and being awarded grants, they can be the one to help you administrate the grant. Whether it's government agencies, whether it's nonprofit organizations, or just an organization that wants to be able to get out and do something to change your community. And you can give Mr. William Scott, because he can meet your needs now. And that's, he's the owner and operator, and the number is 334-320-5438. Give them a call. Also, we're excited about being able to also share with you other sponsors throughout the show that have promos that we want to play for you. But before we do all that, we want to keep moving in a direction that we can share with you. The title is Modern Dating is Dumb. Make some point on it. Modern dating is dumb. What's your thoughts on that? We want you to be interactive by typing in, coming, but we also want you to be able to call in to make sure you can share your thoughts over the airway. So we truly want you to be able to do that. So what I'm doing right now, as you know, is I'm really about to call the show. The reason I want to call the show is that we've been working really hard the last month or so, and some of our sessions have been coming through, and we want to make sure it comes through, because we're going to be on the line listening to make sure we get it where it needs to be. So truly, it is a great opportunity. So we're dialing the show. So truly, truly, let's think about that. Like the title said, Happy Hour Talk. And in the happy hour, what you would like to be able to is to just enjoy yourself with whatever cocktail that you may have, libation, along with talking about a happy thing. And this is a happy thing because you need to know why we took that title. Why it's dumb? With our own personal experience, we want to say it can be dumb. You spend a whole lot of time dating and don't get to know anybody. You're wasting time when your ultimate goal needs to be where I have an intention. So truly, first we want to talk about this. We want to discuss why modern dating is dumb. And we want you to really think about it. Why would I have to say it's dumb? I want you to think about why dating is dumb. When you begin to look at dating, your history, we'll talk about some things that you can disidentify. First of all, you build up a body count, and that body count allows you to work in a direction that is not in your favor. I'll tell you what, we're going to call that and throw their hands up, and I want them to kind of have an opportunity to share their thoughts. So the caller with the last four digits,
You got me. I'm unmuted. How you doing? My name is Joe.
How you doing, Joe?
All right. It seems to me that you were just about to get into an area that I have a hunch that I would agree with. If you want to continue with it, I got no problem with that, and then I can jump in. If you want me to jump in, I can do that too.
Okay. I tell you what, let me get into the areas, then I'm gonna put you on mute, and I'm gonna bring you back.
How about if I put myself on mute? Okay,
that'll work.
I'll
thank
do
you,
that.
Joe. Thank
sure.
you so much, Joe. All right.
Got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Truly, let's look at it. Why is dating dumb? First of all, I want you to think about something. Think about it, your dating history. There's so many things that you encounter. A lot of time, a lot of trauma comes from dating. And that trauma puts you in a position where you're not able to seek the favorable outcome, because we all have favorable outcome when we're dating. I can understand some people say they're just dating and not interested in the outcome that might be favorable. But truly, truly, the truth of the matter is, I'm out here trying to spend, I'm spending my time, my money, my energy with you. I think there should be a common goal that we agree to, we're trying to get to. If we're not trying to get to that goal, then most likely we got to identify where we're going. And one of the things is whether I want to stay, whether or not I want to stay around and use my time, my energy, and my resources. People have to realize you can control very few things. Out of the three, as mentioned, you can pretty much control your time and energy. Do you want to build up your body count? Do you want to spend a whole lot of your time on people that don't have the same favorable outcome you're reaching for? And you have to truly put yourself in that position. That's why we took this title, Modern Dating is Dumb. See, a lot has transpired over the last 10 years. Well, a lot of people have kind of looked at dating and the various types of dating. But as you complete this process of understanding modern dating, you got to understand the individual that you are attempting to deal with don't have or may not have the same goals or outcome that you're looking for. Some of them just simply just want to be right. You have friends with benefits. I'll do that first one. We're going to talk about each of them that are truly, truly makes modern dating dumb, the types of dating that makes it dumb. Those are individuals. Most of the time, they don't want to be honest with you. See, communication. See, when you're talking about dating, you're talking about being vulnerable. See, you put yourself in a position. See, you have to get to a point where you're comfortable with someone as your partner. And they're comfortable with you as well. You have to go through some of the weirdness and all the other things that come along with that. So it puts you in a situation that's so uncomfortable that it does not benefit you. So you're spending your time online, and you're spending your time on more or less speed dating. You're spending your time doing some things so you don't have to do what we ask every individual. If they want to be successful, it's commit. See? When you're talking about dating, you look into a relationship, because dating is a relationship. You're building something. See, the tiers of a relationship goes down the line with dating. First of all, when you meet somebody, they're associate. All you know is you saw them, you may have heard their name, but you're not interested in them. But if you take an interest, you get to the acquaintance stage. And the acquaintance stage requires you now to find out information. Now you begin to put in your time and your energy. And that, you can't ever get back. So truly, we want you to understand that it could be a waste of your time, because these people you're dealing with are not honest, and they're not trustworthy. They're vulnerable because they have an idea of what they want to do. They might want to just be casually out there dating, or they may just want to be a situationship. These are the kind of things you have to kind of filter through. So you have to make sure you do that. And I'm going to go back to Joe in a minute, but I want to truly, truly want you to kind of get to how we are starting up. We're looking at some things when you're talking about if you want to be in a functional relationship. See, you have to go through that process. You remember the old saying, and it's traditional, you know, you date to marry and marry to date. So if you're out here dating, and modern dating does have kind of took that part off about marriage, not totally now. I'm not saying totally. But a lot of times, some people are dating for fun, dating just to see how many people you can get to know. You are dating, but you may have a mission that might not be beneficial for you. What you have to make sure you do, and when I say that is, if you might be dating to see how many partners you can collect and put notch in your belt, or notch wherever you want to notch it, and the partners may be, it might be a situation where you get to the intimate part and you end up with a lifelong commitment, which you want to plan on doing that. You know, I always said marry before you carry. And a lot of times if you're out there in the modern time just trying to find yourself The worst thing to do is put people out there who's coming from adolescence to young adulthood, and they're dating and not understanding. Because it's one thing, I'm going to say, and I'm going to come back to it later on, that you, when you're out there dating, you are not learning anything or helping you so you can deal with the husband that you, a wife that you're looking for. See, you don't learn nothing out here. All you pick up is trauma. All you pick up is people that are dishonest. All you pick up people that are not trustworthy. Also, you run across people that can't communicate. But also, you also run across people who communicate to you from the start, but you don't want to hear, because you see that person, and that person always says makes you tingle. You get excited, so you want to be with them. And the truth of the matter, they already told you, I don't want to be with you. I want to do casual dating. I want to do a dating where I could just have friends with benefit. You have to listen, so communication is very important. Let me go back to Joe, and let Joe jump in right now. Joe, you here?
Yeah.
You with us? Okay, you can jump in right now, Joe.
Okay. I agree with you that a lot of people don't have the same kind of outcome that you were talking about. I think that most people, did you say drama or trauma?
Trauma and drama.
Trauma. You said trauma and drama. Okay,
yes,
good,
sir.
Because I discuss both of them when I talk to people about, you know, about relationships. I believe that most people, you don't even have to be sexually molested. You don't have to have a bad nuclear family or no nuclear family in order to be traumatized with regards to dating. And the reason why I say that is because, well, we've all had our first loves, but a lot of times our first loves go away, then the second love comes along, and then he or she goes away, and then we're with the third love for a minute or two, and then he or she goes away. So after a while, most people are kind of gun-shy about dating. Do you agree, or do you think that's...
I agree. I agree with you. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
So as a result, they develop a form of trauma throughout their adolescence and throughout their young dating. And they, some of them will look for friends with benefits in order to keep from being... you know, from going through the trauma again. Some people want to engage in a quick love Disneyland romance in order to try to escape the trauma from the past. People have to realize that, see, I don't have the perfect recipe for a happy relationship, but I do have what I consider to be the perfect recipe to make sure you don't stay in a bad one.
Yes,
and that's boundaries. You've got to know how to recognize, you know, these, remember those people you were talking about, they have different goals. So there's the narcissist, there's the casual dating person, there's the friends with benefits that you were talking about. You've got to know, you've got to ask them. And in this particular way, I agree with you again about communication. A lot of people say communication is the key. I disagree with that, and I can get with that later on if you have the time. But right now, if a person says, I'm only casually dating, that person is being honest with you.
Yes.
So take him or her at his word. If they don't want to continue on, have a further, more comprehensive, deeper type of intimacy with you, you know, then find somebody else. Because the more you keep going after the person who wants only a casual relationship, even if you convince him or her, it's going to be kind of up against the trauma war again. But it could be a war.
You'd be
up against the wall, and you might find yourself out in the cold again anyway. What do you think so far of what I've said?
You have said some awesome things, Joe. Because first of all, we get caught up in, you know, excitement. When we're meeting people, get excited. So excited that we don't hear what they're saying. So the key to it is take time to listen. See, it's important. We have to be listeners. And we have to work on the listening skills before we talk all the time. And a lot of times that's what happens to people. They don't listen very well because they have something else in their mind. Like they said, that person makes them excited. I don't hear I can change his mind. I know you haven't heard that before. You can't change anybody's mind unless they want to change their mind. So you go into that situation, then you're going to create a situation where they're going to get, where you get, where you're going to get angry toward each other. You're going to disrespect each other. Then you're going to go out and you're going to, you know, lose the trust you have. You're not going to be honest because, first of all, they told you from the beginning, I don't want to be in anything long term. I'm only here for this particular reason. But you didn't hear it because they look good to you. They may have a whole lot of money. I'm just using some things. I'm not saying that's always it. But then you got thinking. You got to have some listening skills, and I think that's real important. And I know that's what you were sharing in regards to people not listening to what these other individuals or partner is telling them. They don't want those long relationships. They want to be able to get out and move. They're more sometimes serious dating. They go out there on a date 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people within a month's time because they're looking for something that makes them feel, and sometimes become codependent too because they're out there doing
it. Oh, yeah, the codependence. Yeah, they're another trip. But, you know, you're right, people don't listen. But then again, you're also, you're talking about people that maybe you know that are honest enough to tell the other person, all I want is really friends with benefits. All I really want is casual relationships. I don't even know that the majority of people will even say that.
Yep.
I think they just go along, you know, and go with the flow until they get bored or until their trauma that you were talking about rears its ugly head and then makes them want to leave. And then all of a sudden, the person who thought that the girl, for example, was a great girl, all of a sudden she's gone, and you don't even know why.
Exactly.
So, so here's what I think is the recipe, the antidote for a bad relationship. I believe that if two people are about to enter into a relationship, okay, they take out a piece of paper, and they put down on the piece of paper what they like about each other, what they dislike about each other. They talk about situations and scenarios that they think they may agree upon, may disagree upon, and they talk about it right then and there. And then, you know, if they come to an agreement about what it is that they like, dislike, deal breakers, et cetera, now you've got yourself a personal agreement, a commitment of the other person saying, you know, I understand your boundaries. I understand this bothers you. I will not do it. And you say, if you do it, then I'm gone.
Yep.
And the person says, I understand that. So I think it's a clinical, very objective way of looking at it. It's not romantic whatsoever. But, you know, your show is about how dysfunctional we are. So I'm trying to find a way to go through that.
Exactly. Let me say this, Joe. You said something so important about what we have to realize, relationships are almost business contracts. And people got to realize you have to sit down, especially if you can move into a marriage. You know, it's you will sit down and you agree and disagree on certain things. But when you're in a relationship, you have to have those discussions. Now, one of the biggest things, and maybe you can help me, and I share it with a lot of people, when do you really have those discussions? When you first meet that person, or when you get to the point where you want to be acquainted enough to start asking those 400, 300, 500 questions. What is the best time you think would be where you should start talking about these things and writing them down and creating that contract?
I think you should do it before you get into a relationship. I think if you think that the he or the she is somebody that could possibly be somebody that you would enjoy for at least an intermediate period of time, then that's what you do. You bring it out. It could be just as, you know, it could be a good modality to use at the very beginning of a relationship. If I could find somebody, if I was on a dating site and I put up my particular requirements and I had a girl answer them, right, and say, I agree with everything you've said, and we start talking about it, and then I believe her, it saves a lot of time. I think, and I would suggest one scenario which women love to get into discussions about is to the men, they should always put down the toilet seat. It's the stupidest argument in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I'm sorry.
And it is. It's just so dumb. And another situation would be if I'm dating somebody and she says to me, you know, Joe, you know, I'm a modern-day woman, and I am your equal, except maybe, you know, physiologically. So she's off to some job, and she's coming back at 3 o'clock in the morning, and her car breaks down, right? So
right.
The situation you talk about, you say, she says, well, you know, I think I should call you so that you can come on out and help me change my tire. Now, that's a situation you got to talk about right then and there, because if somebody's going to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning after telling me that you're my equal, you know, except physiologically, right? And you don't take care of calling AAA to take care of you when your car breaks down? Guess what, sweetheart? I like you, but if you're that dumb, you're going to be stranded out there, because I got to get up in the morning to go to work, and I need a woman who knows how to take care of herself. So that's me. You know,
and Joe, I like what you're saying, because see, truly, it's important. That's part of that communication. A lot of times, especially with our modern day women, they're saying, "Okay, we're making just as much money, or more money than you make. I can do this, I can do that." And you even have some of them. You probably heard, but I heard they don't need no man. They don't need it. But then they'll need them when a car tire go out on.
They never need a man except when they need a man.
You know, he said, we got to understand, though, we all have to understand who we are and what we are in society. Me as a builders, we're willing to do whatever needs to be done to get these things. And getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, a call from someone at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because if you're in a person like I am, when I hear that phone ring at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, it has me boiling inside. Because a lot of times, I have had experience with people and family members that have been in situations to the point of death, being called at 2:30, 3:30, 1:30. When you call me at 2:30 in the morning, you say, okay, well, you know, out at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you got to make a choice. You say you can handle it, you need to be able to handle it. But it sounds harsh. But truly, truly, that's what we need to consider. Communication, as Joe is saying, that's part of that contract. You need to sit down and talk about what you're willing to do. You're like, you come to, like you said, a toilet seat. You know, live that is. But some people, maybe you need to pick it up every time. See, these are the kind of things that are so important that comes in the process of dating to the point that it makes it sometimes dumb to be in dating. And that's why I came up with that title, Modern Dating. It's dumb, and there's so many things that goes along with it that you need to work on. And Joe, I tell you, I really, really, really appreciate it. I'm gonna pop it back to mute, and we're gonna go over a couple of things. Got to pay a few bills right now, so I need to make sure I can get on here. And but we will be talking. I hope you stay on and listen.
I want to say, can I say one thing before you go to the commercial?
Yes.
You know, I almost forgot what I was gonna say. And the thing is that men and women have different ideas about what they want. Women have different expectations. Men have different expectations. Men have got to make sure that the girl has to bring something to the table. Do not expect that just because she knows how to put on her makeup, okay, and she's good looking, that she is a woman who has brains or a woman that you can trust. You've got to ask her and find out what does she bring to the table. Because, you know, as you're saying, we're builders. We know what we bring. Mm-hmm. Women think they know what they bring. But when you have a real discussion with them, they have no clue. They think that, they're just wrong thinkers. So I just wanted to say that. So you're going to a commercial and you're coming back to me, or should I hang up?
I'm going to come back to you because there's a couple of things I want to talk about. But I want to do my commercial and I come back to you. Okay.
Okay.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like bombshells. Chance of a lifetime. Bloody lover. Straight savage. Manpower. Goat milk lotion. And coming lavender sea salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. I can sit there and listen to that music all the time. We want you to truly be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith. It's truly an opportunity to have a happy hour. That's what it's all about. You know, the only cocktail I have here is some water. For the last week, I've been dealing with a summer cold, more or less a flu. It was severe, so my voice is totally coming back slowly, but I'm thankful for that. So I'm only at this point drinking water to kind of keep that body flushed out. So truly, truly, it's important that you be a part of the show. You can interact us through your social media site. If you're on Facebook, you can type in your comments. If you're on Instagram, you can type in your comments. It's truly an opportunity to be a part of tonight's show by talking about title, Modern Dating is Dumb. This is what, I'm going to go back to Jim, but Jim did share something with the listening and watching audience, because it's something I had on my show on Monday, and it's just talking about what you want, what a man want, what a woman want. We talked about some things. We got to understand that's the difference in our dynamics, and our dynamic is what when we're bringing something to the table. When he said that, first thing we identify men, they're going to be providers and protectors. Prophet and priest, caring, loving, supportive, encouraging. I'm giving you something. But when men see those women, they have an ideal. Something about having in certain areas, and this is where we got a disconnect, where a lot of women just believe that a man wants the same thing that they want. We're opposite attract. So you're not going to come to the table. You're going to agree on some things. So you're not going to know what I want. But one thing I want them to keep in mind is that if you say, I'll maybe say, this is what I'm looking for in a young lady. I want somebody to be cooperative. I want them to be agreeable. I want them to be fit. I want them to be friendly. I want them to be submissive. I want them to be caring. I want them to be loving. I want them to be supportive. See, some of those things ties into each other, but they're not all the same. It's just the way our society and the way it's been is going to be, whether it's modern day or not. Because the first time when someone tell their friend, meaning the young lady tell her friend that she knows somebody that they can, set up on a date, maybe a blind date, the first thing come out of her mouth, what kind of job you have. And if it was a male being told that, the male first thing that come out of his mouth, I'm just telling you from my experience and people I've been around, they say, how does she look? See, the thing about, we have different things that we put as a priority. And if you put something as a priority and you say, I'm modern, I can do it all, but you know you can't. That's the idea that we need one another. So truly, that's the opportunity. What we want to move to tonight is modern dating. And we have talked about several of them. And we talked about friends with benefits. We also had an opportunity to talk about this serial dating, some people that like to date a lot. We also talked about toxic dating. And Joe mentioned a little bit about that. Casual dating, those are a list of the things. So right now I'm going to bring Joe back and Joe can share his thoughts on the types of modern dating that makes dating dumb. Joe, you got your back live.
Okay, good, thanks. The thing is that the reason why modern dating is dumb is because women will talk about, I'm your equal, I'm independent, I make as much money, but they don't want to share. They want the men to share their money, their status. The women want to ride the rainbow. They want to get on the bandwagon. So unless you know that the woman, because you were mentioning supportive, loving, caring, those should be the qualities of all people if they're in a relationship with somebody that they respect and like. They should have the moral turpitude in order to fulfill that. If they don't have the integrity, if they're too traumatized in order to have that integrity or to really show appreciation or gratitude towards a man, then the man should get the hell out. Because our needs are relatively simple. Give us, as you were talking about, supportive, agreeable. Doesn't mean you have to be submissive, but give us peace. Okay? Be a friend. Be somebody we can trust. If I can trust you, that goes a long way. Now, if you can show me appreciation because I'm trusting you and I'm showing you my appreciation for you over time, I'm buying you little gifts. I'm paying attention to you when you talk to me. I'm paying attention when you show me that, excuse me, you've got problems, and I'm offering a nice shoulder for you to cry on. I want the same things from you. If you can't give me what I give you, you're useless. Even if you're good in bed, you're useless. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. What do you think?
And Joe, I'm going to go back to something you said, and I'm going to come back to what you just finished saying. When you talked about, I'm going to just say money. People got to realize most guys really, and I say you shouldn't, if you do it, you need to make an adjustment. You really can't care how much money that person makes as a female or a woman, because you know what? They're not going to spend it on you. And what I'm saying, they may buy a little gifts and everything, but I can't spend your money. That's what we have this saying. You say, I don't look at how much money you have because I can't spend your money. And if you choose to spend it on me, then that puts me in a better situation. But I'm as a buyer, I'm going to have to know if I'm going out on a date, I'm taking on a date, I'm going to pay for the date. You know what I'm saying? I know some people do Dutch. I know some people do a lot of stuff. But most guys know that if I'm asking somebody on a date, asking a woman out on a date, I'm going to have to pay for that date. If we get mad, I'm going to carry the buck of the load. See, all we want is the support. We don't want to worry about, okay, you make six figures. But if you keep it to yourself, it's not helping us because I know I'm going to have to pay the bills. I know the bills got to get paid. I can't wait on nobody else to get the bills paid. Whereas if the role is reversed, the woman can wait on somebody because they expect you as a man as a provider and a protector. That's the point I brought up early, and you were sharing that. And a lot of times women get caught up in it. That's why when you're in dating, you need to lay it down. You need to know what type of dating process you want to go through. See, first of all, Joe, you have to have an understanding. See, people don't understand dating is not just one word. There's a lot of things that go in front of dating. For example, the types of dating. If you're looking for a casual date, see, that is just focused on a little fun and enjoyment. You know, you ain't looking for nothing else. You're going to take a trip. You like their company. You go places. But all you're looking at is casual. Or you look at long-term dating. And this is one of the things, forms of dating or types of dating that gets a lot of people in trouble. I don't know how many friends you have, Joe, but a lot of friends that want to, they go long-term dating, they move in together, be dating somebody 10 years, move in there, staying in the same house, and they still doing what they want to do and may have four or five children, but they still call that dating. And in my mind, I don't understand. If you're going to spend 10 years with somebody and not have some business documentation or a contract of that person, which is a marriage license, you know what I'm saying? It's a contract. You know, I don't understand it. But then you'll have four or five children with that person, and they still can't lock it up. What is wrong? Something is wrong. There's a fear, there's some drama, and there's some trauma. Some of the things I want to share, we talked about friends with benefits. We already talked about that one because that's more of a sexual relationship. You know, I call you at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to come over. You know what I'm saying? Friends with benefits. And then situationship is one that's kind of scary because that's what modern dating is moving to. It's moving to more of a situationship, which is a casual, undefined, commitment, free relationship. All you're going to do is, okay, man, we're just going to hook up for emotional benefit. Your thoughts on those, Joe? You can add whatever you want to add.
Well, it's the first time I've heard of situationship, but I understand what you're saying. And that casual dating about hooking up to see what you've got, I don't have a problem with that. I don't care about what types of dating people go through as long as they don't abuse and use each other. And that comes with, and see, men have to learn how to not believe a woman just because she smiles and looks nice that she's going to be, a Little Red Riding Hood. No.
Yep.
Females are people. They have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde personalities. And you've got to learn that women, you know, they like you. When they like you, they're going to be sweet. When they get disappointed in you or when they start not liking you, they're going to turn not evil. Some will turn evil, but they will turn into obstinate or obnoxious females. So, and then you wonder, I never saw this side of her before. What's going on? Well, that side was always in her, but you had lived up to her romantic fantasy, which was abnormal to begin with. She had a fantasy which was a hero complex. She wanted you to be her hero. Some women will admit it, other women won't. When you make that kind of impression on her, then she's all yours. But if you actually start acting like a human being instead of a god that she puts you on that pedestal about, then she's no longer the best friend you thought you had. That's why I say find out up front what is it about that she can offer. And then go from there. And if she can't, if she says, I can do this, but then she doesn't do it, then you know you had a liar. And then it's better to break off right then and there, get your heart broken a little bit, than to go in, as you were talking about, have four or five kids with the woman, have these unrealistic Disney expectations with the woman, and then all of a sudden, she's got you almost committing suicide or homicide because she wants the kids. You want your money, and the court system is on her side. So those are my opinions.
I tell you, Joe, you're hitting it on the head, and this is real talk. So people, you have to really be understanding that we're talking about why modern dating is dumb. All of these scenarios that you're hearing come into play. It is sometimes challenging, but it's not as challenging if you start from the beginning. You know, I heard someone say this, and one of the experts that was on the show was a relationship strategist and a coach. He was saying, from the beginning, you need to say what you need to say and put it out and have a discussion about it. And if it's not agreeable, we always say that, okay, you say, okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity. But when people show themselves, Joe, believe what you see. See, a lot of people get caught up and they end up caught up in 10 years in a dating process with somebody because they kept believing them, saying, well, I want to get married. But really they want to. They like the benefits or the what they call the wife benefit that comes along with having that person there beside you in the house with you. But they're not ready to make that commitment. That's a lifelong commitment, and it's required hard work. So in modern times, it's easy to jump from place to place, put any name you want to put on a type of dating. You can be called online dating, speed dating, long-term dating. You can say friends with benefits, situationship, long-distance dating, or open dating, whatever you want to put on it. You have to start from the beginning, stating whether your boundaries or whether exactly your goals or the expectations. But if you don't do that, you're going to end up wasting a whole lot of time that we, one thing about Joe, I always said, we can control two things, our time and energy. If I feel like I'm using all my time and energy and I don't see myself going nowhere, it's time for me to go. And nobody's going to be able to hold me back. Part of that we need to look at and focus on. And, you know, if you have the discussion, you said we're just going to have a sexual relationship. We're just going to do this. And when I call you when I needed you, you need, that's fine. But you need to have everything laid out from the beginning because, see, somebody feeling is going to jump into it. Then you're going to end up with some drama. And with that drama, you're going to have some problems. Joe, you can state your point in regards to that or anything else in regards to David and Sodom.
Well, you've about said it all, and so have I. Dating is dumb because, you know, we have these unrealistic expectations about what we want from each other. Try to find out up front as much as possible what it is that the other person is willing to give. That's why you should write it out. Don't just talk about it. Write it out. Get the commitment so that you and she will have it right there in front of you so that there's no misunderstandings later on. You know, she can't say, well, I thought you said and I thought you meant. And now you say, it's right here in black and white, babe. You signed it. It's not a legal document, but you and I know what we talked about. We discussed it and we went over the terms. And now you're saying you don't understand? I don't believe you. So, you know, and this is about the fourth time in about 3 months that you've done something which is a near deal breaker and which cumulatively has, you've crossed my boundaries. I don't believe in you anymore. So you got to go. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Bye-bye. You know, and the thing is, you know, you were talking about taking a girl out of the first date. Women expect that, so they don't mind going out on the first date.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They may not even mind going out on the second or third. Me, I like to go Dutch because I've had two or three girls invite me out. One girl paid for the date. The others, they wanted to meet for coffee. Now, you know, if I said, hey, babe, let's go out, and I think we should meet for coffee, she would laugh because she wants to be taken. Yeah, she wants to be taken to a nice place. Well, if you want to ask me out, and the rules that apply to you should also apply to me. Now, if you want to go Dutch, I don't mind. But if you're going to ask me out, don't say, meet me for coffee. And then if I say to you, hey, how about we meet for coffee? You say, well, you and I have already met for coffee, and we've gone out a couple of times meeting for coffee. I think it's time for a real date. Bullshit.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Awesome, Joe. Well, I tell you, I really appreciate you being on. We're going to pay some bills and we'll get ready to wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's been exciting and good to talk with you.
It's been good for me, too.
Thank you so much, Joe. Awesome. And that's Joe. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us and sharing his talk. All right.
Take it easy now.
You do the same.
Good night.
You do the same. Good night. It's awesome, I tell you, but we got to pay some bills. See, everybody understand. Folks got to get paid. So,
that's right, hard work. Check out L&T, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
L&T Starworth Lawn Service. Check them out in South Central Alabama. They're a manicure expert. You can give the owner, Mr. Tony Starworth, a call at 334-300-7401. And we also want to share a couple of announcements that are things that are going on want to give a shout out, Empowerment Inc., Montgomery Smooth Jazz Fest 2023. It's a two-day event on September 22nd and 23rd at the Riverwalk Amphitheater, 355 Coosa Street, Montgomery, Alabama. You have awesome entertainers coming. I'm looking at about 24 entertainers that are going to come. People like Jonathan Butler, Music Soul Child, Stokely, Raheem Devon. He joined. Alex Bugnan is joining us. Karen Briggs and the ELFX All-Stars. You have Lotus Tires, ELFX All-Stars. Give them a shout-out. You also have Eric Mendenthal coming up. Those are just a bunch of people coming. Now, if you want to purchase the tickets are available now, today. All you have to do is go to Montgomery Smooth Jazz Festival.org, and they can give you the follow-up information. We also want to give a shout-out to those brothers and sisters, more or less, sisters and brothers of Ambition in Greenville, Alabama, along with the brothers of Phi Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, is having they have an awesome affair called the Blue Royale. The Royale is a elegant event. You can dress semi-formal up to formal. So if you want to purchase a ticket, I'll give you that. But they also will be serving food. And Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgia and Alabama will be bringing on the awesome cuisine, Southern cuisine, along with the DJ, none other than a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and also one of the, what we call him, the he's called the conductor of the E-Train, which is called Daryl E-Train. He's a radio personality on the Big KD out of, I won't say Montgomery, but all over South Central Alabama and Central Alabama and North Alabama. You can check him out from 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. And he has some awesome, awesome sounds and excitement. And he'll be playing the music. And if you want a ticket, the ticket will be up until August the 10th, called Early Bird Tickets for $25. That includes food. Includes good music. Now we have beverage. You have to purchase your beverage. We may have a BYOB affair. Along with after the 10th up until the 26th. Once the 10th ends, that's the deadline for early bird. Regular tickets will be $35 up until the 26th. So you can go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. Send them an email and they'll arrange that. Have your ticket. You may be able to cash out to buy. You might have PayPal. Any of those means of transaction will be available. So truly, truly give them a shout out. Also, it's truly a great opportunity to come before you and talk about some of the things that are going on in the city of Montgomery. They're starting, getting ready to start the year up. And they had 18 new principals hired. We're going to give a shout out to Montgomery Public School for hiring 18 new principals to lead their school, varying from the alternative setting up to the high school. So go do what you have to do to change the lives of our children. And last but not least, because I hope I didn't miss Mary Ruth. I don't think I played Mary Ruth, but I want to play it. If I play it again, because she only get paid for it. So if I missed it, I'm going to play it again. And then we'll do our last promo and we'll close.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by.
261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My, we give a shout-out to my frat brother and my sorrow, which is his wife. That is Brother Marvin Lala Smith. He's a co-owner with his wife, which is Sarah Pastor, Katrina Roper Smith, and they're at Mary Ruth's Restaurant. And if you want to give them a call, if you're traveling to Fort Walton, Destin, anywhere on the beaches, Orange Beach, you can give them a call at 334-549-0950. They're located in Georgiana, Alabama, and if you're heading to Fort Walton Beach off 65, I don't care if you're coming as far as East St. Louis or even Chicago, Illinois, Wisconsin, wherever you're coming from now, 65, which runs all the way to Mobile, you can get off at the Georgiana exit, and you can go over to 106 West. You can check them out, and they have some awesome Southern, the finest Southern food I've had in a long time. And we want to give them a shout out. Again, that's Mary Ruth Restaurant, one of our sponsors. And we want to give a shout out to R.K. Mitchell with the number 8. Thank you, R.K. Mitchell, for joining us. And Behind the Mask Ministry. This young lady had a birthday the other day. We're going to say happy birthday to you, Minister Denise Stephanie. She don't want me to call her Carolyn, man. Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. She's been on our show. She's been a co-host and truly brought 3 or 4 other people to join us. Thank you so much. And you reached that, continue that years of wisdom. And again, happy birthday to you. On behalf of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And we want you to enjoy your time and continue to be blessed to the highest. Blessed that you never have stress, truly, coming from Dr. Loretta B. Smith. Happy birthday to you, Minister, in California. That's where she's located, doing some awesome things out in Berkeley. And the last thing we want to do now, we have a couple other things we want to talk about on modern dating is dumb. But what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to pick this up on next week when we're talking about the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show. And it's good, you know, good to be talking about it, or are we going to do it on the Love Cafe? We're going to do this next week. We're going to find a place, because next week is starting off what we call the start of our season leading to our anniversary, which is September the 27th of 2023. 6 years. 6 years, God is good. And he blessed us with a lot of people to cross our paths and be a part of this and be instrumental in where we are today. Give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie. Yes, she had a birthday, but she was here. She was instrumental by talking to people she had connection out of various places, like Tina Robinson and her sister Tina Robinson Tate, twin sisters out of Oakland, California, Gina Stage in Atlanta. Then you have I call him Doctor. And this Eddie Pratt, Pastor Eddie Pratt, out of Dallas, Texas, the Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth area. He joins us as our relationship coach and strategist. And Minister Stephanie brought them to us. Send them to say, go check him out. Be a part. Thank you so much. And there's others she has shared the wisdom that she has. Thank you so much, Minister Stephanie, for being an awesome supporter of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're proud to do it. And as we close out, like I said, we'll come back and talk about this a little bit. We want to thank Joe. Joe is out of the Midwest. We just give Joe, he's from the Midwest. He joined us for a large part portion of our show, shared some awesome things. If he didn't say what you like, let me say, he was sharing what's on his mind. And sometimes we understand when we say modern dating or just dating is dumb, that will be some things that everybody got to take a responsibility. And when you hear it in one direction, don't think that's just totally how it is. Don't get your feathers ruffled. You get so upset that you say, oh, he only talked about a certain gender. He talked from his point of view, and I talk from my point of view. And you have the same opportunity by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You still got a minute. You might want to say something to close it out. You can do that. You know, I call out the last four digits of your cell, and actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lori D. Smith. And we talk about closing out modern dating. That's the title. Is dumb. Truly is dumb. Because we're looking something I didn't get to, but I want to play our last ad because we've got to give these people credit for being supporters, and I have to play them because they'll let me know, man, I didn't hear my promo going. I didn't hear my advertisement going, so we want to make sure I got to step right in.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Shout out to those brothers for being co-sponsors of our show. They are partnered with WBSW Radio, the internet station we're one, and we thank you, brothers of Greenville. That's the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Just they're on here. They also loan themselves to be co-hosts, and our sports show will start back up in the fall. We'll have four of them on there, and just grinding. That's including myself, and we're gonna be just talking some sports. We're going to talk about historical black colleges and universities. All that's coming up in August. We're going to get back with you again. We're going to make it do what it is to do. The Minister Shannon Show is coming into place. She'll be back, coming back this fall. So we got a lineup that's going to make it do what it is. So get excited. I'm excited. You see, I'm able to just continue to talk because the last few weeks or days, my voice was literally ratchet. What sounded that great. But as I close out, it's something I want to leave with you, and that is the types of dating that works best for you. And we understand this. We gave you some that don't, that are dumb. You're spending your time with it. But let's talk about some dating that's worked best for you. One of the first dating process or name that we're going to discuss is intentional dating. See, you have to be intentional. A lot of the things Joe was saying, as well as myself, is that you have to be intentional. He talks about sitting down, having discussion, writing down exactly which way you're going to go with, that's the way you're going to go, and then you put it in a contract and you move on. Because dating is a contract. It's where you're going to give yourself the commitment. So we say intentional. You got to say, I am intending this dating process for me between you and I is going somewhere. It is going to be going, my ultimate goal, why I court you, is that eventually we'll get married. That's our ultimate goal. That is a favorable goal. Our culture, and I'm going to step a little bit off and talk about some data that the U.S. Census, along with demographics.com, Black Stats by Black, and it talks about our culture. We have only 28% of our cultural individual married, where as of 1965, the data go back that far, we had 80% prospering neighborhoods, business, schools, and churches. Now we're now down to 28. What is going on? We got to realize we got to take hold, and everybody got to come together. Now, it's quick that we have a gender, female saying, a woman saying one thing, men saying another thing. But we got to come together. We even talked about that tonight when we talk about women see certain things they expect them. A person they're going to have an interest, a man to blame, and men see something too. We cannot overshadow either one of them to get what we want and forget about the other one. That's what's so important. The next thing is truly serious exclusive dating. You got to be serious. One of the things I'm going to give a shout out to Minister Stephanie. She always talk about this. People being consistent. See, if you're going to be serious and you're going to be exclusive, you got to be consistent. You can't ghost anybody. You can't just disappear, okay? If you want to be able to date, you got to date with a purpose. You have to date with a purpose. And you can set expectations and goals. There's nothing wrong with that. See, don't be fearful of what you want to have a favorable outcome. So if you're serious and you're exclusive, you put them together, that means there's an intent. See, intent is present. Intent is that you want to be with that person for a long term. See, marriage is a lifelong commitment. Are you willing to be married? I always ask this question on one of my relationships. So can you sign a contract? And the contract is that you can sign a contract with whatever state you're in to get a marriage license. That's a contract legally we're talking about. If you're able to do that, you can get married. Now, something holding you back could speak. Could be your trauma. You had some trauma in your life. You had toxic relationships. Some of those skills you brought over and still have them, you need to address them by getting some counseling and some therapy. That way you can get through this, and then you can help the culture. And I'm telling you, our culture grows when we have our families in place. We cannot have families when we are boasting on single homes. We already know the negative things that come, the negatives that come out of single homes. I'm not saying you can't raise, but there's something missing. It is so much better when you got both parents. Now, we can go into a whole story. We're not going to go on tonight, but we will go to it. I have no problem. We'll talk about that. Everybody can blame each other. But what we need to do is come together and talk about how can we bring our culture together and stop letting other people divide us. Stop letting other people get what they want out of it. I don't care if it's the government agency. They're providing you everything you want where you said you don't need to have that support. But we know everybody has to know their role. First, we got to sit down and know who are we and what we want and what we want out of that person we're seeking. See, that's one of the biggest situations. If we can get over and get to the point where we understand that truly that each gender brings something different, they're not the same. And we have to recognize that and have respect for when you lose respect for one another, that's going to be where you divide. And you say, out there, I can do it by myself. I don't need nobody else. Oh, that's why you need somebody. Because you need someone. When you get a bump in the night, you need somebody to come there. And most of the time, you know who's coming. It's the police. And a lot of times, the gender do come into play. You don't have to like it. That's the way it is. Fire department, the gender come into play. We got to keep seriously understand what we need to do. And we was talking about the type, arranged dating leads to arranged marriage. We talk about, oh, that's during the simp stage of life, simp era. Back in all time, it happens now. Can't overlook that. Families that connected, see their children connecting to get continue with that better life. They are arranged. You have a courtship. See, courtship comes in when you make your mind up to say, another way to have a contract into play, yes, we talk about it, but once you're able to go into what we call the process of dating, and then you give them a ring of purpose. That purpose ring is that this is our ultimate goal. You know, I was saying, and I use this because I thought it was important, that you have to ask somebody, will you date me? Ask that person, are you willing to date me? Or, if they say no, that tells you it's time to keep it moving. We got to be, and that's part of the same thing we're sharing tonight, is that writing down and talking about it. If you say, okay, I'm going to put that on my list, I'm going to ask, is she willing to date me? If she said no, then I don't need to make out a list. I need to move until I find someone that's willing to do that. So it has to be a purpose. So the courtship is going through there. Then when you want to woo people, you want to let them know this is what I'm offering, and you offer them a promise ring, it's a symbol of your commitment. That's the start of your commitment. Then the last thing I want to truly talk about is the engagement. See, the old saying is that we date to marry, marry to date. If you intentionally out there dating and you have an intentional relationship, your ultimate favorite outcome is marriage. That means you got to court them. And you got to court them after you get married. Keep doing that. So the courtship and the engagement kind of tie in together. You said, this is the person I want to make my future. My wife, or as a woman, my husband. You have to do that. That's what we talk about. So dating, especially modern dating, is it's been awesome as we come before you all and talk about certain things. God has been so good, but we're getting ready to close it out. Thank each and every one of you all joined. Thank again, Joe, for being a part of. And I truly tell y'all I love you. I'm telling you I love you. Coming from my heart. It's coming from my heart. Truly coming from my heart. If you're in this area, let me go back there because I got to give that shout out back to those brothers and sisters of Ambition of Greenville, along with those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, and they're having this elegant affair that's coming up and called a Blue Royale. Tickets are $25 up until August 10th, and after August the 10th, the affair is on August the 26th. It's going to be $35, and it starts at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Beelan Rec Center in Greenville, Alabama. So check them out. If you want to get a ticket, just email Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, all one word, @gmail.com. So that's awesome. So truly, I tell you, I love you. It's coming from my heart. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's coming from my heart. And as we close out, you can check us out on Monday. We're going to make it do what it do on Monday. And we're going to be truly, truly getting back to talking real to you, prime time. Coming up on the first Monday, we're going to talk about some of the issues politically, economically, socially, educational. We're going to talk about some of those issues because school's getting ready to start back, and hopefully we can just get some issues in for that 1 hour. We start at 7:30. We'll start at 7:30 from 7:30 to 8:30. That's 7:30. p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check us out on Monday. We're going to make it do what it do. Talking real to you prime time. And we're excited about getting the new year started up, a new season started up. So truly, God has been good again. As I close out, I want to let each and every one of y'all know from my heart. It's coming from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag we got this. Truly we do. And we're excited. I want to give a shout out to Dr. I'm going to say Dr. Edwards, but it's Dr. Tippins. One or the other. Thank you, Dr. Ashley Edwards Tippins. Thank you so much. Continue to grind. I know you're at no school. You're already at a DNP. Now you're on your journey in law school out at Texas A&M. Continue doing what you're doing. Thank you for joining us. Go back and check our show out. I think you'll really like it. Just go to WBSW Radio. It's Google search now. WBSW Radio, Blog Talk, just Blog Talk, however you want to put on there. It's WBSW Radio, Blog Talk. Type that in, it'll populate with the voice of the Smith Way Enterprises or Production, and you can hear all the shows. Here's a show tonight special. Go back and check us out. It's all about listening and seeing how modern dating is done. It's been awesome. So as we close out, I want to say this to you. Always, I say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome day.